Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The Health Protection Surveillance Centre recorded a record high in cases of whooping cough in 2024. Now, this trend has continued into the early part of this year, and cases are expected to rise further in the spring and summer months. And the HSE now is encouraging pregnant women to get the whooping cough vaccine in order to protect both themselves and their babies. I'm joined here in the studio by Dr. Ciara Martin, who is a paediatrician and the National Clinical Advisor for Children and Young People with the HSE. Ciara, good to have you with us. Thank you for being here. So this is a worrying trend, isn't it? Why are the rates so high? What do you put it down to?
The rates are high at the moment for, I think, two reasons. One is that we do see an escalation every 4 to 5 years in the amount of pertussis circulating in the community. So we have that. And we also have a decrease in the number of people who are getting vaccinated. So we're seeing more pertussis in children.
And the vaccination is offered then to pregnant women initially. Is that how it works?
The vaccine is free. It's offered to pregnant women. The best time to get your vaccine is between 16 weeks to about 36 weeks of pregnancy. And you contact your GP and they will organise it for you. Yes.
And that protects you and it protects your baby until your baby is how old?
It protects you and it protects your baby, and it gives your baby a couple of months protection. And then the next protection for your baby will come in when they start getting their own vaccines at 2, 4 and 6 months. Mm-hmm. And that will help them develop their own vaccination their own immunisation.
Let's talk a little bit about whooping cough then and why you're so concerned about it.
Oh, look, I'm a paediatrician and I work in emergency medicine, and I hate to see babies coming in with whooping cough, because I know when we see them, they're going to get worse over the next few days. It's, you know, it's something that starts out fairly gently with like not much fever, maybe a runny nose, and then the baby will develop a cough within a week or so. And that cough is relentless. You know, you get spasms of coughing where they just cough, can't catch their breath for ages. They end up then with, you know, a little bit of low oxygen supply to their bodies. They're absolutely exhausted after it. They vomit after it. It's really hard to keep those babies rested and fed.
Mm-hmm. So how do you treat them then?
There is treatment which you can give which works best in the really early stages, but often we don't recognise it in the really early stages. So what we do is, if a baby comes in sick with pertussis, we support them in hospital. We give them fluids, we would give them oxygen, and we mind them while they fight it themselves. Mm-hmm. The antibiotics that we have will reduce the chance of them spreading it to other people. And in some cases, it can shorten the course of pertussis.
Right. But it sounds how we say it, doesn't it? It sounds like a whoop, like a very low cough.
You get that whooping cough is probably, the whoop comes at the end of the cough when you take in a kind of a deep, deep breath after all of that coughing. Mm-hmm. And that gives you that characteristic whoop sound. Now, we tend not to see that in babies or older people, but in young children, you would certainly hear that.
Are there concerns then for other vulnerable groups then outside of the very young?
Absolutely. With all these infections, if you have people who have low immunity or whose vaccinations may have worn off or who may not have had vaccinations when they're young, they are absolutely at risk of picking up mm-hmm. something like pertussis. But the biggest risk for pertussis is the very small babies, because they, you know, their system doesn't handle the cough well. It doesn't handle the drop in oxygen, and they can get very sick. But it's preventable.
Right.
Preventable with the vaccine.
But what you're seeing then, and you mentioned this at the beginning, is that you'll have a lift in cases anyway every 4 to 5 years.
We do. We have a lift in cases every 4 to 5 years. Last year, we would have seen about 500, 580 cases of pertussis. But this year, already in the first 12 weeks of this year, we have seen almost 80 or more. So it looks like it's trending even higher than last year, mm-hmm. which was a high year for us.
And I mentioned in the beginning that you're expecting to see more cases then coming into the spring and the summer. So it's not a seasonal virus. It's not restricted to wintertime, cold temperatures and so on.
No, not restricted. We do see it kind of coming in, as you said, in that kind of spring to summer. But, you can get pertussis all year round. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, we know that there was a lift in respiratory conditions when we came out of COVID and we were mixing more. Is that effect still there?
We think it is. You know, we're not exactly sure of the reason why it happened. It, you know, maybe that prolonged period where people's immunity wasn't as challenged when they were isolating has contributed to it. But we are certainly seeing year on year kind of childhood illnesses like that taking a surge, such as measles, mumps, pertussis.
Yeah. And when it comes to respiratory, we heard a lot about RSV as well recently. And I'm sure you're seeing cases of that too.
Yes. Now, RSV can be seasonal. And again, that is something that we can give immunisation to the small babies for. So that's a, another day's conversation.
But your message today is on this vaccination for pregnant women in the first instance and then for babies further down the line.
It is. It's to say that it's a very safe vaccine. It is given to pregnant women that it will protect the woman who's pregnant as well as the baby when they're born and will give them that vital immunity to pertussis for the first few months until they start getting their own vaccinations.
And where do you advise people to go for more information, Ciara, if they're listening to this and they're in that group?
Yeah, the best thing to do is go onto the HSE site, and you can go onto HSE Whooping Cough. You'll find all the information that you need about vaccinations, about symptoms. There's a video of the cough if you want to hear what it sounds like.
But where you don't want to be is ending up under your care, essentially.
That's right. But if you are worried about your child, of course, we're always there to have a look. And
I think one of the most important messages we've heard from you today is just how difficult it can be for very small babies when they're in hospital, and it's very, very tricky for them and for you, you know, trying to treat them and support them.
It is. It's a relentless. It's a very hard disease on young babies. It's not a good one, no.
Ciara, thank you for coming in. That's Dr. Ciara Martin.